Back here at the big board for another look at 2015 draft sleepers. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And this week we check out the quarterbacks and some guys who I think could provide late round value or undrafted value. Starting with Anthony Boone out of Duke, 6 foot, 225 pounds. So he's not the tallest guy, but I think height is overrated. Makes good decisions, does a good job leading his receiver and getting him in position to make a play downfield. And you look at that pass to Crowder, and he actually, threads the needle behind two defenders for Stanford to make that play. You know, that's the kind of throw you have to make in the NFL. He's good at getting the ball into tight windows when the need arises. Not athletic, not a strong arm, but as you'd expect from a Duke quarterback, a very smart guy, makes good decisions as to when to pass and here when to run, is very decisive. He got into the open field, made a play where there probably wasn't one looking downfield. So, you know, that's what I like about him. I think he ends up settling as a backup quarterback in the league, but he could play 10, 12 years simply because he's very smart, he can pick up a system, and he's going to be a good fit for a team somewhere. The other guy I'm going to look at is Taylor Heinicke out of Old Dominion, 6'1", 213 pounds. Not invited to the scouting combine, which frankly surprised me a bit because I like the tools that this guy has. Not the strongest arm, but you can see he can get it downfield. You know, a little bit of a flutter there, but he does a good job getting the receiver in position to make a play and does a good job finding open receivers downfield, you know, when it takes a little bit of time. I like his feel in the pocket. You know, he makes very good decisions on when to throw and when to run. You'll see later in this video that he's able to get downfield and turn, you know, a busted play when he chooses to scramble into a big play. Like Anthony Boone, very smart quarterback. Very good not only on the field but in terms of in the classroom and learning an offense. And also another thing I like about him is he went to Old Dominion. Now, you know, you're outside the state of Virginia, you don't know much about Old Dominion football. They started up just a few years ago. They're in Conference USA now, and he was a big part of making sure their transition wasn't as bumpy as a lot of people thought. I thought he really did a good job elevating that team beyond what it should have been otherwise. So, guy, I think he goes in the seventh round. Really, the only negative on him, as far as I can see, besides, you know, not the strongest arm in the world, hand size, 9 1/4 inches. And, you know, I don't consider height to be a big factor, but hand size is crucial because when you're talking about that, you're getting into, you know, is he fumble prone? And that's something that's going to concern some teams and maybe is going to cause him to slip to the seventh round or out of the draft. That's it for this week at the Big Board. We'll be back next week with a look at another position here on DenverBroncos.com.